It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Ian Ryan after Liverpool 3, Crystal Palace 0. A proper game, a proper test, to use a Jurgen Kloppism. Ian, and I think we should start with the omission of Trent Alexander-Arnold, and I don't think we should overlook just how disruptive that probably was to Klopp and his team on the morning of the game. I'm thinking particularly around AC Milan in this as well. I think there's a few things we're going to come on to in terms of Klopp blocking out this period and maybe doing the same with future fixtures in terms of what he's looking for from personnel and to see how a game plays out. It's clear that on Wednesday, Liverpool use that right side, Henderson, Alexander-Arnold, Salah, as the way home, and I think they're right to do so. And I think we're probably right in saying they'd have done the same yesterday. The sort of spanner in the works then, when Arnold is out and it's Milner in who comes in, if you know, does a great job. It does play a massive part on everything, even the left side of the pitch. You know, you've got Tsimikas there, you've got Thiago. Do you think the manager just sticks with the plan and just goes Milner for Alexander-Arnold, or do you think there's maybe one or two other changes that he's made on the morning of the game and just kept it to himself?
No, I think he stuck to his guns, Dan. I think once he's committed to his team, he's committed to it. So I think the only change after he gets the news at breakfast that Trent can't play is that Milner comes in. Now, I think he's fairly comfortable with making what he would see as two changes to his regular back four. He doesn't want to make three, but he's forced into it. And I think, you know, from James Milner's point of view, he comes in and he does ever so well against an opponent where we know he struggled in the past. And listen, I will never take for granted that I've had the chance to interview players from Liverpool's past and present, Milner being the very first of those. And I remember speaking to him about the fullback position. And if you think he hates left back, by the way, don't get him started on fucking right back, honestly. He absolutely is not for him at all. But I remember Klopp saying to him, what he said, Klopp comes to him one day and says, we're going to need to use you to full back. Where do you want to play? And he says, left back, absolutely left back. Because when the opportunity comes and I push into midfield, the game's still on my right side and the game's still in front of me. But he does a brilliant job at right back. And we know we can't replicate what Trent does, but he still does a fabulous job. And I think you see the charts last night on Match of the Day. He's first in terms of all the metrics. But I think the other thing that hasn't really been spoken about, Dan, is the fact that, yes, the back four is disjointed and it's a brand new back four from Milan, but also the three in front of them, they've hardly played any competitive minutes. And I know they'll probably have played a lot of times in training together, but it's a competitive game. It's a totally different feel to it. And I think if you're Crystal Palace, and I think you see a little bit of this in terms of how they start, Vieira can look at that and go, lads, if we're going to have a go with these, we may as well have a go in the first 10 or 15 whilst they're still trying to figure one or two things out in terms of that defensive unit, which has never played together before. And we know there's maybe an inexperience in terms of the midfield, in terms of having not played that many minutes together. And I think you see a little bit of that play out from Crystal Palace. And the other thing as well, which isn't really spoken about, and I know Liverpool have got a big squad, or we always say they've got a good-sized squad, lots and lots of quality in there. They've had to chop and change because of the European football. Palace come into this game picking the same team for the third game running. They've had no European football. They've not got a game the following midweek because they've gone out in round two to Watford. And the next league game isn't until Brighton on Monday the 27th. So from Palace's point of view, Vieira can say, listen, no distractions, lads. Give me everything you've got in this first half an hour and let's see where it takes us.